Chairman Nichols. My name's John Cloud. Did you call my name earlier?
I did. Yeah, I apologize. We skipped right by you.
I was doodling.
Sorry. Go right ahead.
Sorry about that. You know, when I come to these meetings, I'm never quite sure what I was going to say. And with 3 minutes to start, I better be mindful of what I'm going to say. I think you're going to hear a lot of things on the technical aspect of this today. So I'm going to step back from that a little bit and put a face to this thing and what this rule means to those of us in the industry. I think I was going to start today where I left off at the EPA meeting last week. I happened to be fortunate enough to be in D.C. last week, and I stayed for the EPA meeting. I told the three members at the EPA meeting what these regulations mean to me. It's a dream killer. It's a dream killer for me and my family and our American dream. Our business's only way to comply with these regulations was to downsize. And I'm not sure if we'll ever actually be able to grow back to a large-sized fleet, considering the cost of what it would do for our family. Here's where the dream killer comes into this deal. 2 weeks ago, today as a matter of fact, I was standing in Independence Hall in Philadelphia with my daughter's 8th grade class and 75 other 8th graders. Some of you may recall Independence Hall. It's the place where the words, "We find these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, endowed by their creator with certain inalienable rights. Amongst these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness." A few years later, some of the same men who wrote those words penned the words, "We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, to establish justice, to ensure domestic tranquility, to provide for the common defense, support the general welfare, to ordain and to secure the blessings of liberty for ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution." This is a dream killer to me when I say this law is a dream killer, is I believe in the American dream. And the words, "the pursuit of happiness," actually meant something to me. I realized these rules were going to be a problem about 3 years ago when in a meeting in San Diego County, one of your staff members, in answering a question from me that some of these rules are going to put people out of business, that they won't be able to afford it, one of your staff members looked at me, 250 other people, and said, "You know what, some of you are just going to have to go out of business and find something else to do." That's not the American dream. That's a nightmare. That a regulator can look at someone and basically say that to them. And I wonder, the people who pin the words, "we the people," who pin the words, "we find these truths to be self-evident, that you are endowed by your creator with certain inalienable rights," would they consider that a taking? Would they tell that regulator, "You can't do that? You can't pass an ex post facto law that outlaws equipment that I bought under state regulations that was legal 2 years ago," and then have the audacity to look me in the eye and say, "Well, you just might have to go out of business"? We have a problem here. And I would hope this board would direct the staff to actually look at real science, look at facts, take in consideration of what those in this industry who are going to be affected by this and may well have to go out of business have to say about it, and look at some real science. Thank you for your time.